Hey everybody, welcome to video 3 of module 4, and we're talking today about the law of frequency and magnetism. So I'm going to go through some of the points. We're going to talk about how the law of thought plays into the law of frequency and magnetism. Then we're going to talk about how everything is moving energy and how the law of magnetism is relative to the law of frequency and what that means, how the law of magnetism is a fixed law, and then we're going to do a demonstration, a 3-card reading again about how do we work with the law of frequency and magnetism in this course. What do we need to watch out for? And the best way to do that is to demonstrate how we could possibly get out of alignment with it. So let's talk about the law of frequency and magnetism. And how does it follow the law of thought? So, as we talked about, the law of thought is what first comes to the mind, and it is like, it's like a picture. So imagine that you have like a photograph. Now, we have so many random thoughts throughout the day that they come and they go, but the ones that we repeat, the stories that we tell ourselves, really dictate how the law of thought is going to ignite the law of frequency and magnetism. And how does that work? Well, besides the reticular activating system of the brain that we talked about in the law of thought, other things happen. So the more you think about something, then your body responds because you become in alignment with what you're thinking. So even if it's out of alignment, okay? So you have to, there's a response reaction, which is a cascade of chemicals. So, and I'm not gonna go into that because I'm not a scientist and it can be boring. However, you just have to know that you're gonna feel a certain way. How's that? So for example, when you feel stressed out, like I personally feel it in my throat and my chest. Other people feel it in their gut, in their solar plexus. And when you feel happy, you notice your shoulders drop and you just smile more. And so your body feels very, very differently. When you lie, everything goes up here. And when you tell the truth, you just are. So you know by various ways of thinking that you can create a state of being based on something that you think about consciously and consistently over a period of time, just as if you think about something over time that you're unconscious of, that you're doing it because you're used to thinking a certain way, like I'm always this, I'm always this, I'm always this, right? Okay, so the body then ignites the energy, because we're energy beings, right? So a thought only has a little bit of energy, but the body, well, that's a whole other ball of wax. So all of a sudden we become this beacon. We're sending the music out, or we're sending a signal like a beacon, come and find me, basically is what that is. So there's this frequency, then the law of magnetism takes place. Now the law of magnetism is really important. So I'm just going to go back to my notes on this one because it's complicated, this one. People mistake the law of attraction for both of these two laws. And although it's similar, it's a little different. So the law of magnetism is a fixed law. And what that means is that although we're going to see what we are consistently thinking about, sometimes we're going to be overridden by the group mind, because we're evolving within a community, family, culture, politics, etc. However, we can send out our own new signal and not allow the conditioning to continue to shape our thoughts. So you see what I mean? So we have a specific frequency that we're sending out, and the law of magnetism is going to say, okay, good. We're going to show you that. The more you think about that, the more your body sends out that signal, the more you are in that frequency, that vibrational offering to the world, you're going to get a vibrational match to you. But then there's times when the greater collective, like the culture, or the city, or the town, the community, overrides you. This is a perfect example, is in wartime. So if you look at World War II, my mom and my dad both were in World War II. They could only manifest their reality within a certain amount, because the overriding force for everybody in World War II was the fact that there was a world war going on. So within that, underneath that bubble that was overriding everything, they could only create so much of their reality. But remember I talked about being imaginal cells. Here in Personal Mastery, we're disconnecting from the conditioning of the collective to the best of our ability in here. And because we're conscious and we're doing it as a group, that's the other thing. And you only need a small number of imaginal cells to be focused together on one subject. You don't need millions of people to do it. You only need a bunch of us to do this in here in Personal Mastery. So the fact that every single person in here is, we are all in this metronome vibe that we talked about in the last video, that we're all in coherence together about the fact that we are all looking at these universal laws. We are all looking at planting the magical oak trees. We're all looking at this together. We're all dealing with the weeds. So this right now is helping us because we are in a group. You're not just one individual looking to co-create your unique, authentic, inspired life. You are amongst many doing the same thing. So we now have this override in our own group, which is why I created this school, so that when there's a many, when there's a small, really concentrated group of people who are looking to do the same thing, miracles can happen in a much more beautiful way. So, but there are going to be times where something happens and it's gonna, I think in a way it slows things down for us, or sometimes we get a detour that we aren't prepared for. But that detour doesn't mean that we lose everything. It just means that the collective put us on a detour and we had to kind of go around a couple of times before we can meet our target or we see the oak tree grow. Maybe if you look at it like as a kind of a virus that hits the tree temporarily until it heals. So keep that in mind when you are looking at yourself. You're not separate from the rest of the world. We're all part of the entire whole. So the law of magnetism does work for the individual, but it also can at times, if the collective is stronger and it's something that's really conditioning you, you can become in a way a victim of the collective. Or if it's a really positive thing, it's also very good too. So if, especially if there's a time of economic prosperity and happiness and stuff, you can actually benefit from that. So you have to keep that in mind to always remember that you are not alone. You are part of a collective whole. So the law of magnetism works with the law of frequency, both for the individual and the collective. Now, I'm gonna read this part for you too. So although we're gonna see what we are consistently thinking about, sometimes we'll be overridden by the group mind, and I know I've read this before, but I wanna read it again, because we're evolving within the community. However, we can send out our new signal and not allow the conditioning to continue to shape our thoughts. I wanted to repeat that again because it's so important to hear that. We can send our new signal, and if we are conscious and deliberate, it doesn't matter what's going on in the collective. And that's really what I want to impart to you. The less you allow yourself to be conditioned by the collective, the more you can be independently successful within a more difficult collective mindset. So before we are doers, we are deciders. And that's also part of this concept of the law of thought and the law of frequency and magnetism. Because once the thinking sets in and the thinking is consistent, then all of a sudden what happens is the frequency then becomes consistent and the law of magnetism can find you easier. So it's different than as if you were like this flickering light where once in a while you go dark, like, and you're just going, instead it's like bam, right? You know the difference. So when you're consistent, it makes it easier for the miracles to happen. I'll give you a perfect example of this too. So I spent many, many years, most of you know I'm clean and sober, 32 years, 33 years, I don't know, it's like a lot. It's a long time. And in the very beginning of my recovery, of my sobriety, I was working with a very specific program, and that program taught me how to think differently. And I followed these steps of thought, and it ignited the law of thought, the law of frequency and magnetism. And every single thing that I was told, including this conscious contact with a higher power and being selfless and being in service, etc., and being compassionate, all of those things, and also being responsible and taking inventory, etc., and you'll see lots of this in this program that I've created for you, that actually changed my life completely, because all of a sudden I was magnetizing completely different things into my life. And then as a result, I was engaging with more confidence. And that's how you start to build your confidence, when you start seeing how this is so miraculous and how it works. And the cards always keep you on track. That's what they're there for. And I actually use my Oracle cards, not these because I hadn't created these yet, But I was using oracles and divination systems to keep me on track back then. And I really believe that that's one of the reasons why I am so successful. And you want to be. And when I say successful, I'm not talking financially. I'm talking about I have a phenomenal marriage. I like myself. I no longer see myself as a victim of the horrible things that happened to me when I was young. I've done incredible healing. So I live a very happy life. I wake up grateful every single morning. And here I am in front of you. So if all we need to know is how to change our thinking, and then the rest follows, and including our intentions. Okay, so now let's do the group reading. Oh, this is so awesome. So I picked three cards to, and this was the question that I asked. Again, this is for us to understand how we need to work with the law of frequency and magnetism. Are there any signals I'm unknowingly sending out, or we're unknowingly sending out by my thoughts, feelings, beliefs, or actions that are automatic and repetitive and am magnetizing messages or experiences to me that I don't want? So basically, how are we unconsciously working with the law of frequency and magnetism? How are we unconsciously doing that? And how is it bringing us the stuff that we don't want? So we did three cards. So this is how we have to watch out for. So the first card is, what are we sending out? The observer and protection. I'm gonna read what I wrote. This tells us if we are not in the observer mode, rather in attachment mode, giving us a warning to remain neutral in order to be able to see beyond the me self, right? So this is a warning that when we are unconscious, it is always when we're attached to an outcome or our life is suction cupped onto our face and we're responding by identifying with our feelings. In other words, like, I'm afraid. That means my world is gonna show me fear. Or, you know, I'm anxious, I'm stressed, more stress comes, right? And we create, and again, it's not blaming, we create because we see, because of the reticular activating system of the brain that is trying to help us be in familiarity. That's why it works. It's not trying to hurt us. It's not saying like, oh yeah, we should make her suffer. No, it's like, oh, suffering. Oh, that's the familiar thing. It doesn't differentiate between whether it's good or bad. It just is what it is. So this is something to consider when we're not in the observer, when we're not in the observer. So that's really key. So whenever we're unconscious, we're not in the observer. Now, and how do we get back into that conscious alignment? Be in the observer. Now, the second card was also in protection. It's deep knowing. So the second card is, what are we attracting through the law of magnetism and frequency? Deep knowing and protection. Now that's if we are out of alignment, the first card, right? When you do not trust the signals and enter analysis paralysis. When do we not trust the signals? Well, we can't trust the signals when we're not intuitive. Like when we are out of the observer, we're in the instinctive mode where likely we're in high stress and we're looking for perceived threats. That's not intuition, that's instinct, instinct for survival. So what we want to think about is when the reptilian brain is awake, it's because you get into fight flight. So it's looking for the brontosaurus. It's got no way or no interest in intuition and being like, oh, I'm going to be using my peripheral senses. La. No, it goes, scary, run. That's what it's about. There's no room for your intuition. Of course, deep knowing would be in protection then, because how can you? You're going to get right into analysis paralysis. What do I do? What do I think? How's it going? And that's because that reptilian brain awakens and the rest of you shuts off. That's why it's so key in this course to pay attention when you're out of alignment and bring yourself back into alignment in a very loving way. Remember, stress and anxiety is a way for you to get out of alignment. And what you're going to get for that, you're going to have analysis paralysis because you're going to overthink everything. You're going to be looking for perceived threats. And when you were too much in desire, for example, too, fear sets in. The minute you want something too much, it's like, oh, I might not get it. That's like the natural way to be. You're holding on too tightly. You're holding on too tightly. So this is about releasing to the universe, letting the signal go, and letting it magnetize to us in the correct form that isn't decided by us. So when I say that the signal is that we're not trusting ourselves, the signal tells us, oh, we're out of the observer, oh, we're like in this. And so we want to release that. That's what we want to do to stay in alignment with the law of frequency and magnetism. We want to go, whoo, let it go. And what happens in the end when we do those things? Ha-ha. To be fair, that's the third card. What do we need to do to get back into alignment is the question. It's all about balance. The balance in this case is between your thoughts, the intellect, and intuition. Because the frequency piece is sending out a signal, you'll feel the vibe of what you're sending out to the universe. And if you're out of alignment, it's going to show you. So the balance is, oh, the steps that you need to take to go, oh yeah, right, wait, I'm out of alignment. I just got to step back, take a breath. No judgment. That's interesting. Here I am again. Oh, I'm going to get neutral. I'm going to get neutral. I started there. That's okay. That's great. Deep breathe. I'm going to not even pay attention to this. I think I'm going to move away and just allow my intuition to open up the, you know, the connection to the universe and trust your higher power and just surrender the day. That's what I do. When I get out of alignment, I surrender the day because I know I'm out of alignment. And sometimes it's hard because it feels like you're stuck like in a spider's web. That's okay too. It's like, oh, I'm going to relax. So it's the idea of relaxing when you find yourself in this state. And that is the best way to work with the law of frequency and magnetism. Because wouldn't you rather send out, oh, I trust the universe, I trust, and then you want more reasons to trust because the reticular activating system of your brain from the law of thought is going to take your little eyeballs and go, woo, more reasons to trust. Look, see over there, see over there, look at that. Because we would be mad. We would go mad. Not be mad. We would go mad if we were able to discern absolutely every single thing that is available to us in the universe. We need that part to show us what's important to us. What is important? What is it? Ah. So the minute you start to tune into this miracle mode, because that's what I think the law of frequency and magnetism is, miracles start to show up for you. Anyway, so just really quickly, and then we'll move on to the next video. We talked about how the law of thought moves into the law of frequency and magnetism. We talked about how everything's moving energy. And by the way, our stories in motion are also in moving energy too. You got to remember that part. That's really important. Our thoughts are energy and our stories are energy and everything is in motion. Then we talked about how the law of magnetism is relative to the law of frequency. And how the law of magnetism is a fixed law and how sometimes the conditioning that we have from the collective overrides us. But if we are consistent about doing this work, we don't have to be overridden by the collective. And even if we do have to take a detour, we always get back to center again, which is the most best part about this. Then we did a group reading. So for all of us about how to work with the law of frequency and magnetism and how we can disconnect from it and how to get back into alignment with it. All right, so our next video is the law of forgiveness, and I'll see you there.